The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Life-changing radio.
Bob Bernie Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I am a proud American. I bleed red, white, and blue. I am a patriotic American, but I'll be really honest with you. I am horribly embarrassed by our news media. I am embarrassed. I can't imagine what the rest of the world thinks when they look at a press conference when the president is involved. And Frank in Columbus, I'm coming to you, Frank. Hang tight, all right? I'm coming to you. But during the break, the president is having a COVID-19 press conference. He hasn't done that for quite some time. And he is standing at the podium. And the press, I only saw about 4 minutes of it, and that was enough. One of the female reporters, I don't remember her name. She's from one of the mainstream media. The president is several feet away from all of the reporters, several feet away, standing at the podium. All of the reporters have masks on because it's required of them. And this lady reporter puts up her hand and says, Mr. President, evidently you've changed your tune on masks. You've even said now it's patriotic. That's not what you used to say. You used to be opposed to masks, and now you say you're in favor of them, but here you are standing in front of us and you don't have a mask on. Can you explain that? And I can't believe Donald Trump did just not lay into her. He was very calm, kind, gracious, and says, I got a mask in my pocket. He pulls it out. Here it is. If I'm in an elevator, even with the Secret Service, I put the mask on. When it's necessary, I put the mask on. I'm not close to you. I'm not close to anyone. I'm standing here. I don't need to wear a mask standing here. And then he tries to go to another reporter and says another question. And whoever she was, she says, but Mr. President, we saw you, I don't know, yesterday, the day before, and you weren't wearing a mask then either. Really? I am embarrassed as an American for our press corps. It's shameful. All right. What is not shameful is taking a call from Frank in Columbus. Hey, Frank, you're on Bobberty Live. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bob, nice to talk to you. Hang on a minute while I put my blue mask on because
I
wouldn't want to spare anything.
Do not talk to me on the phone without your mask on. Don't you dare.
You know, God, how can I be so silly? Anyways, you know what? It's nice to talk to you again. And I hope you had a chance to look at that video that I sent you along with the other stuff.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but I'm going to try to check it out as soon as I can.
Yeah, definitely worth your time. Something that's coming up that people can get involved with. So anyways, that's not why I called. The real reason why I called is I wanted to say go blue. No, wait a minute, that's not the reason.
I do not accept profanity or obscenity on this radio program, Frank.
Well, I got to get you when you're not ready, Bob. I know how this works.
Yeah, so, do it again. I got a little button here. It says profanity dump button. I'm staring at it. And you're on the edge, Frank. You're on the edge. Go ahead.
Two C's for that. Anyway, the reason why I called, you were just talking about, you know, how the churches are under attack, how the government's forcing in certain states, state governments. You know, to be clear, it's state governments that are doing this.
Yeah.
It's individual states. The governors are making decisions. Usually the states that, you know, are run by Democrats, but, you know, neither here nor there, well, it is. But so you're asking, when will, you know, are you willing to take a stand? And, you know, absolutely I'm willing to take a stand. But I think that what runs in conjunction with this is the attack on our country, the attack on our Constitution. You know, for the left, the Constitution and religion are viewed as something that they hate, that they want to get rid of. Mm-hmm. It stands in their way. So, as much as you don't want to, like, be, you know, I don't know, you know, sound like you're completely a conspiracy theorist or whatever, the point of the matter is, there's going to come a point in this country when there may be a vaccine. You know, we don't know, but they're working hard to make one. You know, we got people that want us to get a digital certificate proving that you had a vaccination. Now, you know, would I get a vaccination? I don't know. I don't get the flu shot. The flu shot's only 45% effective. 45%. So you still got over a 50-50 chance of getting the flu. If you go back to the swine flu epidemic in 1976, I was a kid then, but I'll never forget it. That's when I decided I'll never take a shot that the government wants me to get because of what happened. They rushed the vaccine to market. People were getting all kinds of debilitating illnesses or issues. Mm-hmm. You know, they were becoming paralyzed. It was on the, I think they gave it out for about a month and they pulled it back. If anybody wants to look at 60 Minutes, 1976 swine flu vaccine, look it up. It was a great 60-minute show. And it showed what happened. So, again, if they're going to force me to have this digital certificate or I can't work, I can't go to the store, you know, it almost sounds like I can't buy or sell to me. And I don't think that's the government's place to decide that and to push that on me. Also, we have an election coming up. And we know what we went through 4 years ago, Bob. I was calling you then, too. I think by October we'll have something different going on. It might be even worse than what we're seeing in the streets today.
It's very possible, Frank. Because
it probably will be.
Yeah. The anarchists... You know, the anarchists are getting support by liberal left governments. I mean, we've got the mayor of Portland, we've got the mayor of Seattle that have basically called these are nice people. The mayor of St. Louis, until they marched on her home and did damage to her home, the mayor of Seattle said, we're going to have a summer of love. Until they marched on her home and threatened her own children, and then her tune changed for a time. But these anarchists who truly want to overthrow the United States government have not been condemned by the liberal left, but encouraged. And so, they're not going to go away. They're not going to go away.
And just to be clear, the liberal left is comprised of Democrats. The liberal left, you know, we have to call a spade and what it is here. The Democrats, these are Democrats. They're liberal. Yes, they're worse than liberal. Some of these people are communists. They're Marxists. The point of the matter is, this is the Democrat Party of today. Mm-hmm. It no longer is liberal part of the Democrat Party. This is the Democrat Party. People need to realize what the Democrat Party is today. The point of the matter is, Trump wins. I see nothing but horrific violence in the street. He loses. And for some reason, the Senate falls into the Democrat hands. I see nothing but payback, retribution, and you want to talk about attacks on our rights, including religion? We're going to see it big time. So people need to think about making a stand.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I think you're right. No matter what happens in the upcoming presidential election, Christians are going to be forced to take stands that they have never been asked to take before. I believe you're correct. If Joe Biden is the president, he will be a puppet. I have in my life, and I think I'm older than you are, Frank. If you were just a kid in 76, I'm a little bit older than you are. I have never seen in my lifetime the candidate of a political party who was such a weak, weak, weak leader, who was nothing more than a figurehead. Joe Biden is like a puppet. And
empty shell.
He is an empty shell. And I still don't think he's going to be the nominee. Something is going to happen just before the convention or at the convention. Could be wrong, but I will be very surprised if he is the nominee. But whoever his vice president nominee is going to determine the results of this coming election. Not Biden. It's going to be who he picks as vice president. And I still think it could very well be Michelle Obama. I still think.
I do too.
It could be her. And if it is, Frank, turn out the lights. The party's over. I think Michelle Obama could take Biden to victory. Hope not, but that would not surprise me at all. But we'll see. But again, my God already knows how that election's going to turn out. He will not be surprised. All right, Frank, just remember this. Go Bucks.
All right, Bob. Have a good
All right, you as well. Always good to talk to you. Frank is from the state up north. Please pray for his conversion. All right, final break, and we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Hey, Jeff, put your headphones on just for a second. Most of you know Jeff is my engineer, phone screener par excellence. Jeff has done more than his fair share of calling athletic games, primarily football. Have you called baseball?
In college, I did.
Okay. Do you remember the famous story of Ronald Reagan back when he was a sports announcer, had to make up about half of a football game? Do you remember that story? Have you ever heard it?
No, I don't think so.
Look it up sometime. Ronald Reagan, long, long, long before he became president, was a sports broadcaster. And I don't remember the circumstances, but he had to make up the game, the calls. Have you heard that Major League Baseball is not going to allow the home team's broadcasting team to travel with the team? Have you heard that?
I hadn't heard it, but I've seen already the Indians broadcast team had to announce the game from Cleveland when they were playing in Pittsburgh on Saturday.
Could you do that? I mean, seriously, because I'm looking at the story of the Cincinnati Reds. Their team, their broadcasters, Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley, will call all of their games from their booth at Great American Ballpark because they'll have additional TV feeds. Major League Baseball instructed all TV crews to remain at home for road games. Jeff, how do you do that? How do you call a baseball game from the booth of the stadium where you're not playing? I mean, looking at TV monitors?
Yeah, I think that's what they did.
And now, all right, as a sports broadcaster, How much more difficult would it be to call a game when you're not there in person?
Oh, it'd be incredibly difficult because all you see is what's happening. You have no idea what's going on outside the play.
Oh, my goodness. Tommy Thrall said, quote, we'll just make the most of what we've got. At the end of the day, I think we're still hungry to have baseball back. That's just nuts. Just nuts. And they're piping in crowd noise, right?
Yeah.
Are they doing that at all of the games?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Will there be any booing?
I don't know, but there should be for the Astros.
Well, yeah, okay. All right, well, thank you for your professional opinion. I didn't even think about that. But, again, Major League Baseball, I'm reading, Major League Baseball has instructed all of their TV crews to remain at home for road games. Teams had the option to, well, anyway, I can't imagine. I can't imagine. I mentioned California a little bit ago, but I forgot to mention that the ACLJ, Jay Sekulow's group, is representing several churches in California, filing a federal lawsuit against the state of California because of Governor Newsom's mandate, number one, to close churches, and number two, that when they do meet, they can't sing. Yeah, they can't sing. Mandate from the state of California. And the headline I'm looking at, California won't get away with this one. The American Center for Law and Justice has filed a federal lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California against Governor Gavin Newsom. California public officer Sonia N. Engel are among the defendants. The ACLJ is representing Calvary Chapel of Ukiah, Calvary Chapel of Fort Bragg, and River of Life Church in Oroville. And they're suing. Good for them. Good for them. We'll keep an eye on that and let you know what happens with that. Oh, these are crazy times. Hey, folks, listen. I hope you have a wonderful evening. And I say it every day, but I mean it. You have been bought with a price. God don't make no junk. So wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.